Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots back!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thank you very much, and we are here feeling a little different on this Monday morning than we did last week at this time. Coach Pearson ready for another Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. The hockey season is over for Michigan Tech. The rest of the NCAA tournament gets underway on Friday, and we'll be talking about that. We'll be recapping what happened with the Huskies over the weekend against Ferris State down at the Final Five. And Coach, thanks for coming in today. I know a lot of people want to hear what you have to say about the weekend and about the season in general.
Well, thanks, Dirk. It's good to be on. And yeah, obviously the results or the mood's a little different than a week ago. But that being said, you know, there's a lot we can talk about. And yeah, it takes a little bit of time, you know, get it out of your system. You know, obviously I watched a game again last night, and hard to watch, you know, just little things. We didn't play a poor game, but we had to play. They play with a little more urgency than we did, just a little bit. It's a fine line, and you know, sometimes it's a break or a bounce, and things happen, and you know, it should not deter from the season that our guys had. You know, they had a heck of a year. They did a lot of really good things, but we can talk all about that. But yeah, we got lots to talk about, and it's weird when you're done. It really is. You know, I've been at this 33 years now, and any time that the season ends, it's you're a little lost as far as you know, it comes to that screeching halt. You know, we've been, I looked yesterday, I was in the office, September 8th was really the first day that they had what we call captain's practice, and then we went on the ice September 15th. So it's been a long ride. So you're doing this seven days a week, and then all of a sudden, what are you going to do today? So it's always a tough time of year.
It was a great effort by Ferris State in both of their games, both of their wins. They knock off both co-champions of the McNaughton Cup on the weekend. Can you explain, Coach, what they did to us that maybe clogged things up a little bit and didn't let our best players go?
No question, Dirk. What they did, and we knew going in, you know, we watched a lot of tape and highlights, and we knew their game plan. We knew they're going to, you know, really play well defensively, and that's their style. They pack it in. They get four or five guys down around the puck in their zone. They take your time and space away. They don't give you a lot of room and time, so you have to really support the puck, and you really have to do a good job in their offensive zone to create opportunities, because you're not going to get any two-on-ones or breakaways or many three-on-twos. They're just so sound defensively. You know, when you break it down, though, you know, I was watching again last night, just a lot of little puck battles on the boards. You know, we lost a lot of those possession battles, so we didn't have the puck a lot, and we were chasing the puck. So now we're chasing the puck and chasing the game a little bit. We just did not do a real good job. We were a little casual. We weren't quite as desperate, and we played hard. You know, when you watch a game, we played hard. We skated hard. We played physical. You know, we created some good scoring opportunities. We didn't give up much. You know, it's just one of those games where it was just going to come down to a break or that one shot that would find its way in the net. And even on their winning goal, you know, we're in a board battle when we just sort of lose it and it kicks down to the corner and they make a play and, you know, goes off one of our guys' sticks who's trying to, he's in desperation mode trying to block it. But it just the urgency in those puck battles, there it wasn't going to be a pretty game. There's nothing more that we could have done other than that. And, you know, we just didn't get the bounce. As you watch, you know, if a puck goes here, a puck goes there, you know, it can change a whole game.
We never got the stats up in the press box on the faceoffs, or at least I didn't. It seemed like we, like you mentioned, didn't have the puck a lot. Was that due to not winning enough faceoffs, or what were the faceoffs?
Yeah, faceoffs were a little bit on their in their favor, but not huge.
Okay.
A lot of key faceoffs, you know, when you know on your power play, you know, you lose it and it gets shot down. Maybe some critical ones, but we didn't really give up any, you know, good chances to them, maybe one on a faceoff. So overall, the faceoffs weren't the issue, really. It was just, you know, let's say the puck goes down in their corner. They've got three guys down right there. We've got one, maybe two, and, you know, we encourage our third guy to get down there. And even when we did, they just sort of came up with a puck. You know, we just never could get our game going. One of the things we talked about was we had to move the puck side to side because they get back so quick on defense that they want to smother you against the board. So you have to move the puck side to side because they put so many guys in an area. So now you want to go side to side and from low to high in the offensive zone. Very rarely, like if you watch a game back, watch how many times that we have the puck and we go from low in their zone up to our defensemen. And, you know, against most teams, we've been doing that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Very rare do we get that opportunity. Same with a side-to-side. We just never could get possession or win a lot of those battles. And, you know, that's that desperation or that urgency that they have. You know, and then I watched their next game, and, boy, they only gave up 15 shots. Mm-hmm. Minnesota State only got 15 shots on net. You know, at least we generated 30-some in the attempts and that. I think that goes to show you how well defensively. And one other thing, this is part of the deal with the whole system is, you know, it really makes it tough when you have to win your tournament to get in. Only one of seven champions or co-champions won their playoffs, and that was Quinnipiac.
Right.
So Minnesota, the regular season champion in the Big Ten, did not win. Ourselves in Minnesota State did not win. Robert Morris, who won, had a really good year, did not win. Okay. So they're out of the tournament. You know, Boston College, Providence, out east.
North Dakota, right?
North Dakota, yeah. Did not win. They didn't even get in the final, right. You know. So when you look around, that's how difficult it is to win that one and done thing. And I've been through that. So anytime you get those one and done things, you're really putting yourself out there. It's really difficult. So having said that, you know, it's unfortunate because we ran into a pretty desperate team in their backyard and they played well, just a tad better than we did. And obviously we didn't get the outcome we wanted.
The word that came up in the broadcast with Brent Peterson quite a bit, Coach, was lack of puck support for the Huskies. And I know that's kind of what you're talking about without maybe using that word, but just not having enough guys there to help out the other
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. And that's why I said if they had three guys, we had two. Right. You know, we're encouraging a third guy to get involved in the offensive zone. But even coming up the ice, you know, they always had one guy taking our time and space away and the second guy right there to come in and pick up the puck. We were waiting a lot. We were waiting for that one player to do all the dirty work and get us the puck. We did not want to go in. I shouldn't say we did not want to go in. We just didn't read some situations or get in there quick enough to help. So then you get a little frustrated. And like I said, there wasn't much time or space out there. Either way, I mean, our team did a heck of a job, too, in that department. So when you look at it, it wasn't going to be a pretty game, and I don't think it was a masterpiece. There was a lot of tight checking and close checking in that game, and that's where you see the result, the 1-0 result.
Before we get to some of the highlights, talking about Jamie Phillips and how well he played and their goal and everything, I wanted to get the Butch situation out and your thoughts on that. Again, we've been talking about it for quite a bit here the last weekend and today, but for those who do not know, Butch Musso, the great official who was about to officiate the Michigan Tech game, fell in the pregame skate and a severe head injury has had him in the hospital now into a deep induced coma. And we're all of our prayers and everything go with the family. Can you speak, Coach, a little bit about, I know you weren't out in the bench at the time it happened, at least I don't think you were, how you found out about it and your reaction at the time as you're trying to prepare for this huge game that was coming up?
Yeah, it's a tough situation and obviously a very scary situation. You know, and Butch is a great referee. He's a real good referee. He's been around a long time and if anybody knows him, you know, he's even a better guy. He's just always got a smile on his face, carries himself, you know, happy-go-lucky, just really enjoys the game, really makes it fun for coaches and players to be around him. So an infectious smile. You ever seen a smile? He just, you know, from side to side. So obviously our prayers and thoughts are with Butch. But, yeah, what happened is I was just on my way to the bench for, I don't know why. I mean, I very rarely go to the bench for a warm-up, and you know, all of a sudden I see a couple of our players sort of around look like